Welcome. Thanks for tuning in today to I've Heard That Song Before. Every week we invite a guest into the studio to examine a song from the Great American Songbook. And this week in the studio we have as our guest Larry Angel. Larry is a wonderful, renowned teacher and performer. He was with the Cleveland Orchestra for 40 years, 15 of those years as the principal bassist. Larry, we'd like to welcome you to the studio.
Thank you. Pleasure being here.
And Larry, you've chosen the composition by lyricist Johnny Mercer and the music by Victor Schertzinger. And the song is I Remember You.
It's one of my favorite kinds of American songs in the Great American Songbook. It's an absolutely romantic ballad.
Well, before we get into some of the wonderful renditions that we've assembled today, I just wanted to get a little background on you, Larry. When did you join the Cleveland Orchestra?
1955, almost before the invention of the wheel, fire and so on, numbers.
I know I was tickled when you and I became friends to discover that I'd been listening to you on records for many, many years. Of course, I loved the Zell recordings of the Beethoven symphonies.
They're like none other.
I was also tickled to find your love and your knowledge of the Great American Songbook. And why don't we jump right into our first rendition of this great American song, I Remember You, by Johnny Mercer and Victor Schertzinger. So we've chosen for our first rendition today one of my favorite singers. This is Rosemary Clooney from a later album of hers. This is when she returned to the recording studio after many years. She was signed with Concord Records. And this is from a 1987 recording entitled Rosemary Clooney Sings Johnny Mercer. A lovely, intimate setting here. And a guitarist who I know you're familiar with is going to be accompanying her. This is a gentleman from Toronto, Canada. This is Ed Bickert on the guitar with Rosemary Clooney. And we're going to hear them do our featured song for today. This is I Remember You.
Ed is a great guitarist.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue when my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I shall tell them I remember you. Thank you.
was Rosemary Clooney, accompanied by guitarist Ed Bicker, doing our featured song today, the Victor Schertzinger Johnny Mercer classic, I Remember You. And Larry, that was a later Rosemary recording.
It was later, and you can tell when you listen to later Rosemary that when she sings, the words become all important, and she's been there. And I'd like to mention Ed Bicker, too. Ed is a phenomenally great guitarist.
Oh, yeah, and such a beautiful, very intimate, quiet setting to that song. I mean, it was a nice place to start our renditions today. Certainly Rosemary got more into that as she got older, and I mean, really kind of distilled like a fine wine. I mean, when she gets to that last line in the song where she says, when my life is through and the angels ask me to recall. Man, I love the way she sings that.
And Sarah, I look forward to hearing Sarah do that last line as well.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing this Sarah Vaughan version later myself. But before we get to that, we have a few other ones. And next up, we're going to hear a collaboration of Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle.
Yeah, I'm really glad you've chosen the Ella version because she, too, is a great, great conveyor of the meaning of tunes and the words and the music.
And Larry has picked a marvelous American song for us today. We're listening to I Remember You with lyrics by Johnny Mercer and music by Victor Schertzinger.
Schertzinger, amazing. I've never heard that name. I know nothing about him. How interesting.
I have to admit, I really wasn't familiar with the name either, and I did a little research, and turned out he had quite an illustrious career. Born in Pennsylvania in 1890, he was a child prodigy on the violin and started out his career as a concert violinist. He was a featured soloist with John Philip Sousa and with Victor Herbert, and then he ended up in Hollywood in about 1919, and started writing music for silent films, and then became a very prominent silent film director, then left the director's chair when the talkies started, got back into composing film music, and then went on to become a director again, and I was tickled to find out that he was the director on the Bing Crosby, Bob Hope movies. He was the first director on those Road to movies, we will call it Road to Zanzibar.
Yes, yes.
He did that one. He did Road to Singapore.
Fantastic.
With
Dorothy L'Amour.
And
Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
Exactly, those funny movies. He was the original director on those films. Now, the song that we're going to be listening to today came from a film from 1942 called The Fleet's Inn. The song I Remember You was introduced in that movie, but sadly, Victor Schertzinger had died the previous year. He died suddenly at the age of 51 in 1941, so he didn't actually live to see the success of this particular song, but he really had quite an illustrious career within the film industry.
You've done some wonderful research. Bravo.
Well, this recording of I Remember You that we're going to hear comes from an Ella Fitzgerald record, part of her series of songbook albums produced by Norman Granz. This was on Verve and made in 1964. This is Ella Fitzgerald sings the music of Johnny Mercer. And Nelson Riddle, of course, the great arranger who did all that wonderful work with Frank Sinatra, is doing the arrangements on this particular rendition of this Mercer Schertzinger composition, I Remember You. So why don't we give it a listen?
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour ago, I recall that I saw your smile.
Isn't that interesting? Planing technique, parallel.
A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I loved you too. I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell.
Maybe that was a little bit much. That bell was not so distant.
Like rain out of the blue.
So interesting how it's so relaxed but still swings.
When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I
the great Buddy DeFranco on clarinet.
When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill.
Fitzgerald singing our featured song today, I Remember You, from a 1964 recording on the Verve label. Larry, we were commenting about the arrangement there. Now,
yeah, it's so interesting. It seems really like Nelson Riddle has been listening to contemporary classical music and his techniques used here. And the way the voices moved and the winds and the brasses together in the beginning and the end. And it's really an attractive arrangement and an attractive idea. The only serious fault in the recording is the distant bell, which sounds like a fire alarm in your ear.
Yeah, I couldn't decide whether he could make up his mind what he was trying to do. The opening, as you said, reminded me also of a 20th century classical piece. I like that. And then in the middle, it almost turned into like a Billy May swinging saxophones in there.
Right,
and then, of course, I also took issue with the big clanging bell when she says the lyric, distant bell. I mean, Ella, of course.
Ella is Ella.
Ella's wonderful.
And a great artist makes it sound so easy. And it's a perfect tempo for this arrangement.
It's a wonderful
perfect
tempo. But I think you're right, and I think Nelson reflects some experimentation.
Oh, yes. Well, good for him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we're finally going to get to an instrumental version. Now, this song is really quite popular among jazz musicians. It's a great vehicle for improvisation, and we're going to hear our first instrumental version, one of my favorite pianists, as I mentioned you earlier, Larry, Gene Harris.
Well, he's absolutely outstanding and powerful, strong, swinging, playing with continuous flow of good ideas, one after the other.
Yeah, a gentleman who was very popular in the early 60s on the Blue Note Records. He was in a band called The Three Sounds that had a lot of success. Then he went on to have a solo career and then retired. And a gentleman who I'm sure you're very familiar with, Larry, Ray Brown, of course.
Oh, yes.
Great
the
bassist.
Giant
of the bass, yes. He was the one that got Gene out of retirement. He was in Ray Brown's trio for a number of years. Then he went on to have his own quartet. And we're going to hear a version of I Remember You from a great record that Gene Harris made with his quartet in 1995 on the Concord label, and features some real great West Coast musicians, including Ron Eschete on guitar, Luther Hughes on the bass, and Paul Humphrey. And if we have any fans of the Lawrence Welk show... Paul Humphrey was the drummer on the Lawrence Welk show for many years. I understand it was a great gig.
Well, it must have been a wonderful gig. It's unthinkable that there's a jazz player
right
in that group.
Especially when you hear how hot he plays on this record.
Yeah, it's really a fabulous cooking record, and I can't wait to hear it again.
So this is a real cooking rendition of our featured song today. Again, this is Gene Harris with his quartet, and we're going to hear him do our featured song today on I've Heard That Song Before. This is the Mercer Schertzinger composition, I Remember You.
Swinging like that in two beats per bar. I'm sure it won't stay that way. There it goes.
Steam going there.
Listen to the beautiful sound of the cymbals. Very quality in cymbals. Probably by Zildjian. Just boiling. Swinging means they haven't listened to this record. Didn't expect to go with the tune. Wonderful. to be forgotten. Such honest, imaginative, solid play. That's so hot.
Hot. That was Gene Harris and his quartet featuring Ron Eschete on that great guitar solo. And that was Luther Hughes on the bass and Paul Humphrey on the drums, taken from a 1995 Concord album called The Brotherhood of Man, performing our featured song today on I've Heard That Song Before. That was I Remember You. And I mean, if you really want to know what swing feels like, that would be a great example to play for somebody.
Wonderful. You know, and it's a song that I wouldn't have thought could be so perfectly adaptable to a really hard swinging version. Like, it's a faultless record, really. Unbelievable.
And I loved the extended coda there on the end. I mean, it really kind of got everybody up there just screaming. No, it just really cooks it on the end. We were laughing earlier at the older jazz guys who do a wonderful job of improvising over the song. But then when they get to the coda, it seems that they drop it down into that turbo overdrive gear and just really takes off. Yeah. You get to the end there.
They don't do the standard tag.
No, that was like, let's get the tune over with so we can get to the coda and really start cooking. That was really enjoyable.
Phenomenal.
We're going to listen to a song that you mentioned earlier in the show that you brought in for us today, Larry, and that is a rendition by the great Sarah Vaughan.
What an artist.
Yes, certainly the divine one, as she was called, huh?
For sure. She has an unbelievable instrument. Her voice itself, the enormous range, and she could use her flexibility with pitch and rhythm to color, to paint almost the text and illustrate the meaning of the words. And you'll see that amply shown when we listen to this recording.
And we were talking earlier about the Nelson Riddle arrangement with the full studio orchestra and big band and everything. This is going to be a nice contrast because, again, we'll have a full orchestrated accompaniment. But to me, this seems a little bit more supportive.
Lots of strings, really lush, very beautifully done. And listen for the incredible violin solo, totally Hollywood sound that comes later in the piece.
Well, great. Let's listen to this wonderful recording by Sarah Vaughan doing our featured song today here on I've Heard That Song Before, I Remember You, by Johnny Mercer and Victor Schertzinger.
I remember you.
she tell the story?
And stars that fell like rain out of the blue.
Was Sarah Vaughan singing our featured song, I Remember You, on I've Heard That Song Before. Larry, that was just absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much for bringing that in. I really just enjoyed that.
It's so beautiful. Sitting here listening to it again nearly brings tears to my eyes in so many ways. And she guides that music through the words. She's a woman. She's an artist. She is free. And yet she stays within the bounds of the overall time structure, the tempo structure. She colors the meaning of every word with her flexible, gorgeous voice.
Really, she takes liberties. You never feel like she's disrespecting the song. She just, you know, as you say, she colors it beautifully.
Yeah, and you never worry about when she comes back if she'll be in the right place, or, you know, if she'll be in a comfortable place. It's always perfect.
And you pointed out before we listened to it some of the violin work, and I was so struck with that beautiful interplay between that solo violinist and her singing.
And he was the violinist, Felix Slatkin, who founded the Hollywood Quartet, who made a recording with Frank Sinatra with just the quartet as accompaniment. Also, I should say, he was really a very gifted conductor of orchestras, and his son is the very famous American conductor, Leonard Slatkin.
Well, just absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous string playing throughout the ensemble, as well as the solo playing.
And so beautifully recorded, I might
add,
technically.
Yes. Well, Larry, that was really a lot of fun. And as a tradition here on I've Heard That Song Before, we always like to finish with a bonus song for our guest. I think you may enjoy this one. I won't tell you too much, except that it involves Johnny Mercer singing.
Uh-oh. That should be very interesting and unique.
We've had an awful lot of fun today listening to a song that you brought in by Johnny Mercer and Victor Schertzinger entitled I Remember You. And we've been from Rosemary Clooney to Ella Fitzgerald and Gene Harris and finally that great Sarah Vaughan record that you brought in, Larry. So I thought we'd end with Johnny Mercer himself singing a tune that I thought he had contributed the lyrics to, but I have come to learn that he did not, in fact. But as we know, Johnny Mercer started Capitol Records in early 1940s, and one of the first things he did was to hire the great Nat King Cole and his trio. Of course, Johnny Mercer made a lot of records as a singer, Some were kind of silly and novelty, and he did have a lot of fun recording these songs. And this is a tune he recorded with Nat Cole, the song by Danny Barker. I don't know if you've heard of Danny Barker, the New Orleans guitarist.
Vaguely.
He wrote the music, and a gentleman named Vernon Lee wrote the lyrics, and it's a very funny lyric. I always think of Johnny Mercer as beautiful, poetic images, but he also could be very, very whimsical and quite funny.
He had the ability to find a way to strike the American public's fancy and make a great deal of money on some questionable stuff.
Yeah. So why don't we listen to Johnny Mercer singing with the Nat King Cole Trio, doing this fun song entitled Save the Bones for Henry Jones, 'Cause Henry Don't Eat No Meat.
Let's hear it.
Supper, we'll eat some food that's rare,
and at the head of the table we'll place Brother Henry's chair.
Invite all the local big dogs, we'll laugh and talk and eat, but we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Today I'll go to market, buy up a lot of fish.
Well, that will thrill Brother Henry, 'cause fish is his special dish.
Get a large can of molasses,
have something really sweet. But we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. Henry is not a drinker, he rarely takes a nip.
He don't need a napkin,
'cause the things he eats don't drip.
Blip. One day we had a banquet, it really was a bake.
They started off with short ribs, then finished up with steak.
But when the feast was over,
Brother Henry just kept his seat.
And we served the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat.
They just sound like they're having so much fun. That's the great Oscar Moore on guitar.
They don't often hear him come out in a solo way as much as you hear the steady.
Our banquet
chord
was most proper, right down to demi-tasse.
From soup to lox and bagels and pheasant under glass.
Class, we thought the chops were mellow.
He said his chops were beat.
Reet, we serve the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. He's an egg man, Henry don't eat no meat. He loves a pullet, Henry don't eat no meat. A vegetarian, Henry?
Come in, mother.
Soup's on.
That was Johnny Mercer with the Nat King Cole Trio singing Save the Bones for Henry Jones. And Larry, what was that little reference there on the end about Henry? Coming, mother.
Well, that was the introduction to a very popular radio show in the 30s or 40s, I think. It was Henry Aldrich, and you knew you had the right station or channel on when you heard the mother calling. Henry?
Henry?
Henry Aldrich.
Well, they obviously had a lot of fun recording that record.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've had a lot of fun today, Larry, and thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a delight.
The last time I spoke with you, you were working on a book about your experience with the Cleveland Orchestra under George Zell. How's
and I still
going?
Am. Joe, it's a labor of love. I had 15 magnificent years with George Zell, formidable personality, a great artist, a great musician, a great teacher. He was always teaching. Every day I would go to a rehearsal, I would say, well, I'm going off to school. And why did I say that? I'm a professional musician, a grown-up person, but you always learn from him, whether you wanted to or not.
We all look forward to that book, as I'm sure it's going to be filled with all kinds of interesting stories and anecdotes.
It's a kind of a portrait of George Zell as seen through the eyes of the players who had to face him eyeballs to eyeballs every day.
Well, thanks again, Larry. It's been great having you here. Once again, our guest has been Larry Angel, who was a bassist with the Cleveland Orchestra for 40 years. And we really appreciate you bringing in our featured song today, I Remember You, by Johnny Mercer and Victor Schertzinger.
I love the way you can toss that name off. It's difficult. Joe, it's been a great, great pleasure. Thank you so much for asking me.
Well, that's our program. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and we'll see you next week.
Ever wonder what a punch from Elton John feels like?
Or how you'd cope with having turned down the chance to be in Nirvana?
Or what signal Keith Richards gives when he wants you to get the hell out of his hotel room?
Fans of Too Much Effie Perspective don't have to wonder, because they've heard these exact stories and a jillion others on our podcast. I'm Alex Hoffman, former tour manager for Radiohead.
And I'm musician and comedy writer Alan Keller. On the TMEP show, we get guests like Nancy Wilson from Heart, Jeremiah Freights from The Lumineers, and Modern Family's Julie Bowen to tell us things they may have only shared with their therapist, clergy, or a TMZ stringer.
So join us on Too Much Effing Perspective. That's EFFING Perspective. The only podcast you crank up to 11.